BNS in 20 minutes or less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Monday, April 9th, 2018. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
Shauna's back. Woo!
I survived. I got back.
Well done.
Thank you.
Have fun?
I had a lot of fun. Yeah, my voice was a little rough this morning, though. It happens, you know.
Did you gamble? Shauna was in Vegas if you missed the last couple podcasts. Yeah. Did you gamble?
I did.
Did you win?
I did.
Are you up?
I am.
Awesome.
Which is so shocking. I've never been up in Vegas before. The first night, though, I thought I lost $300. And I was like, well, you know, I kind of took out $300 knowing that would be worst case scenario. And then I found it all. I found it all in my like wallet that I didn't have with me the next day. I was like, oh, I didn't. I broke even. That's phenomenal. And then the next day I won $300, I think.
Nice.
And I just took everybody out for a nice cocktail.
You didn't put it back towards the cost of your trip like I would have as a cheap Sasky?
No. It was kind of like free money. I treated it as free money. I'm like, that's great.
That's awesome.
Money I didn't have. Let's go spend it.
How kind of you.
Thanks.
I'm trying to find the... Oh, here. This is your friend Irvin who was on the trip.
Mm-hmm.
He just posted on Facebook. I have a Las Vegas trip hangover. Brain is not working. I just went to my old office building. That's why you got to take a day.
I know.
Take a day on the ass end of a trip like that.
I know. I thought about it, actually, but I got home fairly early last night, and we have limited vacation days, so, you know.
We had fun today on the show.
We did. So yesterday I was flying home, and I had this stopover in Edmonton, and as we were landing in Edmonton, I was just like, oh, Edmonton.
Hey, be careful how you're talking about National Geographic's top city in the world to visit for 2017.
My
whatever
God.
That was.
Like, that was...
Be careful.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I was thinking, though, we like to poop on Edmonton, and we do it a lot. Have we ever, though, tried to help them?
Like, with their image? With their branding?
Like, trying to update their image a little bit, you know? Help them...
We haven't, but we could.
Mm-hmm.
We could make Edmonton sexy. You want to get Henday's pants?
Terwilliger. I hardly know her.
I had a Connor. I barely know her.
Okay.
On the same wavelength there.
Same wavelength. I don't care if you're White Avenue or Black, Stony Plain Jane or High Level, Commonwealthy or Poor. I'm into all of you.
I'm exhausted. I just did them all.
I'd like to oiler you up and put it in your towel, but... I read a tweet over the weekend and I wanted to read it to you. It says, just been told security staff at Augusta National have been handed a sheet with a list of sayings that are prohibited. Dilly dilly is one of them.
So this is at the Masters
tournament.
This
is at the Masters, yeah.
And who can't say dilly dilly?
Any of the patrons who are watching golf, if they say dilly dilly, essentially if they yell it, they will be removed immediately on top of some other things as well. But dilly dilly was in there.
What does dilly dilly mean?
So dilly dilly is from a Bud Light commercial. And I found this out because there was a guy who was yelling it at the bar once. And it's kind of like cheers and it's from this commercial. And I was thinking, I have a bit of a conspiracy about this whole thing.
Okay.
That.
I'm sorry, I don't have the music for you. Right? Ba-da-da-da.
Thank you.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
So Bud Light, okay, is paying drunk dudes to scream dilly dilly at these important golf tournaments. Because, of course, then it goes national. Everybody's talking about it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, somebody said dilly dilly. And, of course, those clips are posted everywhere. Everybody thinks it's kind of funny as much as they get removed. But still, so Bud Light's like, we know about this now. All this free advertising just because of this.
Yeah, and how would you ever link it back to them unless somebody talked?
No.
And I didn't know about dilly dilly until just now, so... effective in that sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Right?
Clever. It's effective marketing.
Effective
marketing. Clever.
I think so. It reminds me of the guy who, what did he scream? Harambe was an inside job. Remember that one?
Yeah, right after the shot.
Amazing.
One of my favorite things that, probably the favorite thing I've ever heard yelled at a golf tournament.
Yes. Genius. Hilarious. Again.
Harambe was an inside job.
Yeah, you're just like, oh my God.
Yeah, because you got national TV, you got a camera there, and it's very quiet.
Uh-huh.
So if you have a message to get out, maybe a golf tournament is the right place to do it.
Yes. I mean, unfortunately, you will be removed. That being said, you get your message out. Very effective.
While we're at it, can we remove the guy who yells, get in the hole, after every shot? Like, tee box on a par 5, get in the hole! Get in the hole! It's like, come on, man. Is this all you got going on in your life to go to a golf tournament and yell, get in the hole?
Every time.
After every single shot? Yes, that is what he's trying to do. That is the objective of golf.
Well, it's like when people...
You meet spin.
Shoot the puck. When people say that at a hockey game, you're like, all right, I think
what?
They're...
What? Oh, okay.
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Sean is about to hit us with a hot fashion tip.
Yeah, well, we walked past the really fancy shops in Vegas where nothing is affordable at all. So I was like, oh, this is the place to look to make sure I'm up to date. And they have clear plastic jackets everywhere. Chanel, in fact, was the company who really started this off, apparently. But it's just a jacket that, honestly, is completely clear plastic.
That's you can see all. Right through it.
See right through it.
What the person's wearing underneath the jacket.
Everything. Yeah, just clear plastic jackets. It's all the rage right now.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Expensive?
Very expensive. Yep, in the thousands. So.
So if you want to be hip and with it, this fashion season.
Yes.
Then I don't think you have a choice.
Oh yes. From the Vegas Strip to the runways of Europe, the clear plastic jacket.
Oh, because your outfit is just too cute to hide beneath the jacket, and it's chilly out. See-through.
It's totally transparent. You can see all the contents of your coat, Kleenex that you've used, dung bags that you haven't. Yes.
Like you're wearing a clear plastic garbage bag. When you're done with it, flip it over and put your recyclables inside.
It locks in the moisture like a marinade. You're a choice cut of meat, marinating slowly.
Oh my god.
It looks like you're wearing a jellyfish.
Ooh. BNS in 20 minutes or less.
For whatever reason, Shauna, when you're talking about people getting on TV and like and getting their message out there in a bit, during the O.J. Simpson case, I don't know if you've ever heard this clip before, but when he was on the run from the police,
yeah,
live on what network was it? But Peter Jennings was on, and he was giving the coverage live,
yeah.
And one of Howard Stern's like prank monkeys,
oh god,
managed to get on the air live with it on a national broadcast, pretending that he could see, he had like a good vantage point and could see what was happening.
Oh my.
You've never heard of that?
No.
Just gonna ask everybody to be quiet for a moment. We have on the phone with us as well Robert Higgins, who lives in the neighborhood and is on the ground and can see inside the van. Mr. Higgins.
How are you?
Just about as tense as you are, sir.
Oh my lord, this is quite the tensest.
What can you see?
Oh, what I'm looking at right now is I'm looking at the van and I see OJ kind of slouching down, looking very, very upset.
Listen to that accent.
Now looking here, he looked very upset.
That's amazing.
I don't know what he gonna be doing.
Can you see him doing anything specific? Is he merely sitting there?
He is just sitting around, you know, just looking like he'd be very nervous.
Can you hear anything, Mr. Higgins?
It's just too much commotion. I'd be in the back of a news van, so I can't really hear that good, but I can see it all. And I see OJ. I see OJ, man, and he looks scared. And I would be scared because there's cops all deep in this.
Thank you, Mr. Higgins.
And baba booey to y'all.
Oh, my God.
Here comes my favorite part.
OJ Simpson's home in Brentwood. Clearly an effort being made to have him come out of the vehicle. In the doorway of the house, his friend, Al Cowling.
Peter, by the way, just for the record, this is Al Michaels. That was a totally farcical call. Lest anybody think that that was somebody who was truly across the street. That was not. He said something in code at the end that's indicative of the mentioning of the name of a certain radio talk show host.
Okay, thanks, Al.
So he was not there.
All right, we have them on every coast. Thank you very much. Not the first time, nor the last.
Al just had to jump in.
Oh, my.
Peter. That was a totally farcical call, lest anyone think.
Is that any better? I probably would have let it go. Because yeah. You'd have people laughing, but it's like you just made it 50 times worse by jumping on me. Like, by the way, idiot, that was fake. Okay?
Yeah, way to call out Peter right? Jennings, eh?
Like, Jesus.
Lest anyone think it. Looky here.
That was a great accent, by the way.
Oh, my God, that's funny. Shauna, when you were away, I was checking out if we got any new reviews on the podcast, and we did.
Oh, yeah.
You want to hear this one?
Yeah.
So this is from Kayla. She says, I like podcasts for driving, sometimes more than music, so I'll put these two on while I drive around my city. This podcast is insanely funny and has me wishing Beckler and Shauna just did stand-up comedy shows on the side. I'd come back to Calgary for that. Needless to say, I probably look like an absolute lunatic laughing out loud alone in my car, so thanks for that.
Oh, that's very nice.
But we have no plans to start doing stand-up anytime soon.
No, terrified of being in front of people, actually.
Oh,
so.
My God. Mm-hmm. And like... It is, stand-up, I think, is so different from what we do.
Oh,
like,
I can't, no.
I think there are radio hosts who think that they're kind of stand-up comedians, and we are not under any of those kind of illusions.
No.
What they do is much more difficult than what we do.
Yeah. I'm always in awe of stand-up comedians. This is totally different. But.
The one difference, I guess, though, is if when you're a stand-up comedian, you get to, like, write your set, and then you get to spend months, or for some guys, even years, like developing those jokes and tweaking them and perfecting them, or we get basically one shot.
Yeah.
And if it works, great. If not, we move on.
Yeah. Like every day we come up with completely new content. We will never repeat the same content the next day because I worked on this one. Okay. Let's do the same thing. Tweaked it a bit.
It's a little better than the last time.
It's a little better than yesterday, I think. You know?
I have a friend who's, he's a really, really funny stand-up comedian, but he's been doing the same set for as long as I've known him, basically just touring it around, and it's a really funny set, but that's so different from what we do. Like,
yeah,
imagine if you could just take like our 15 best jokes and put them into one show
and then just tour around with it
and work on them again and again and again.
I mean, I suppose we could do that, right?
We could.
We'd start by getting completely booed off the stage for probably the first 7 years, and then after that, maybe we'd start getting better.
That's the big difference, is that if our jokes bomb in here, we don't know. We're kind of like,
no,
innocence is bliss in that sense.
It really
is. Ignorance
is
bliss.
You don't get to see the reactions of people going, get off the stage, right?
Like, could you imagine losing a room? Like you're standing in front of...
No.
And like, all right, be funny.
I can picture that feeling now. My face would go beet red, and like, I would, it would, you just start sweating, and no.
So thank you for the kind words, Kayla, but
yes.
Do not expect to see us on stage anytime soon.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
I've told you before about my grandma. She is 85 or 86 now, I think, and she has dementia, and her mind is starting to go a little bit. She's still happy as can be, which is really nice.
Happy as a clam.
Yeah, she hasn't entered the state of, like, confusion, or I guess, well, she is confused, but it isn't, like, she isn't real distressed about it yet.
Right, yeah.
It should be said before we go into this that there's really nothing funny about dementia or Alzheimer's. They're terrible diseases that cause a lot of pain to families, but the things that my grandma is saying are hilarious. They are very, very funny. I'll give you an example. Just recently, so my youngest brother was talking about his friend who's going through a rocky patch with his girlfriend to my grandma.
Yeah.
My grandma thought he was talking about our other brother and his new wife.
Oh, no.
And so my middle brother's name is Scott. And he said, that's okay. I always thought Scott and Mariah were better off as friends anyways.
Oh,
Scott will meet a nice girl.
Oh, no.
And my youngest brother's like, no, they're... They're fine. This is someone else completely.
They're so, married, Grandma. They are they're together forever.
They just got married.
They're very happy. Very
just
happy.
Tell us what you really think, Grandma. I guess you could just speak your mind in that situation.
Hey, sometimes I think we need more of that. So, you know, good for her.
What if it wasn't the dementia? What if she's really just... No, I was clear then. I'm just telling you what I think about all y'all.
I'm just being honest, okay?
X92.9.
A friend is a massage therapist, and he's done a bunch of stuff with different athletes and that type of thing, but he's now working with Cirque du Soleil artists. And he was saying that it was really odd at first because he'd be, you know, trying to stretch something out or whatever, and of course they are extremely flexible. So he just, like, stretch, and they'd be like, keep going. Like, more. All of a sudden they're like, feet are above their heads and like everything. You're like, what? This is not normal. Oh, that feels good. Like, very strange.
This is going to sound really bad for me to say, but I sometimes forget that the Cirque du Soleil artists are real people.
Well, it's easy to do that. Do you watch those shows? They do things
it's otherworldly.
It is. They do things that normal humans cannot do, and in the most amazing way, but it's true. I was thinking about it after he said this, though, and I was like, there are parts of those people's lives that I feel would just be a little bit different because of how flexible and how impressively in shape they are, right?
Like what aspects?
I don't know. Like even bending down. You know, normal people bend down and you can barely touch your toes, and then they go and they can absolutely fold in half. Like, you're just going to reach something, you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it seems very like like Dr. Seuss, Willy Wonka to me almost. Like they're almost like Oompa Loompas, right? Where are they from? Where, how did they get here?
How did you get here?
How did you?
It's hilarious because I went to a party once and it was a neighbor's place and I didn't really know them very well. And I showed up at this party and all of a sudden we were kind of running out of space for everybody to hang out. So this group of people just went and jumped up onto the roof with zero effort. Then one of them backflipped off the roof and I'm like, what is going on here? And I found out later that they're acrobats of some sort. Like they were working on some show, but again, just effortlessly, like it's weird to see that in a normal setting, right? Like
you could freak people out, hey?
It's a little weird. What?
Ba-doop, and they're gone.
What?
The BHS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
I noticed something recently and I was hoping that maybe you could help me out with this. My crap box, Silver Fox, Anderson Cooper, Andy, has this old lady smell in it right now. Like my grandmother, she used to drive this big boat of a car, this big Buick, and had this very distinct old lady smell.
Did she have scotch mints in the console? Did she have a little Ziploc bag full of scotch mints?
You know, she didn't. My grandfather did, though.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't have it hanging in the console, though. She did wear a lot of brooches, though. And that's the kind of the smell that my car is smelling like right now. And I did turn 30. I was thinking, this may just be a part of me now, is this old lady smell. I used to think that old lady smell was just the very pungent perfume that they smell, but now I'm like, is it like new baby smell? You know how you sniff the baby
and
it has this very distinct smell? Is old lady smell just a natural phenomenon as well?
What a weird concept that like you smell different at different ages.
It's a very strange thing.
Is it your body decaying? Is that what it is? Is that what you're telling me? Are you undergoing the first stages of decay here? I don't smell anything right now. I'm sitting right across the desk from you. I would let you know if it smelled like old lady in here. Then again, I haven't been in your car recently.
So this first start of decay just starts in your car and then morphs from there. That's like, here's step one. Your car smells like old lady.
Maybe it's because you didn't drive your car the whole time you were gone, right?
Right.
You know, they say that you should take note when you get home from vacation what your house smells like, because that's probably what people who come to visit are smelling.
Interesting.
So since your car was parked while you were gone, you get into it and you come back and you're like, oh yeah, I smell a bit like
old lady.
Got a bit of Phyllis to me, don't I? Smell a little bit like Phyllis.
Maybe I should change my car's name to Phyllis.
Or just your own name too. Phyllis.
I'm 30 now.
X Mornings with Beckler.
And Phyllis.
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.